There's a very cryptic observation in common made by Rabbeinu Bachai in the Parsha. Immediately after revealing himself, Yosef urges his brothers to quickly bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. He says, "Redei alai al ta'amot. Come down to me." The message Yosef sends to his father, "Come down to me and don't delay." Redei alai al ta'amot. The word redei is grammatically incorrect. The proper form is raid, come down. Redei is what one would say to a female coming down. Why is an extra hey there? What does it mean, redei? And so Rabbeinu Bachai explained that the letter hey was brought down to Mitzrayim. Yosef was telling his father to bring down raid hey. Bring down the oath hey to Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Bachai further writes that with this explanation of raid hey, we now understand why Klal Yisrael was so fruitful in Mitzrayim. Cryptic indeed. What does the letter hey have to do with having lots of children? And what does it mean that Yaakov brought the hey down to Mitzrayim? Rabbeinu Bachai mentions an idea in several places that the letter hey has the koach holada, has the ability to procreate. This explains why Avram could not have children, but Avraham could. This explains why Sarai could not have children, but Sarah could. This explains why Rachel had an incredibly difficult time bearing children, but her Shivcha, Bilhah, could. She had a letter hey. Bilhah was zochah to have children on behalf of Rachel, because Bilhah's name had two heys. In fact, It's explained that when Rachel suggested to Yaakov to build a family with Bilhah, she was actually saying, utilize Bilhah's extra hay. Hinei amasi Bilhah b'ayla, v'atela al birkai v'ibane shamanoch, I will build a name mimena. What does that mean? It meant that Rachel was taking one hay, one of the hays of Bilhah. Mimena means mimen ha-hay, from that hay, the extra hay. Bilhah was zochah to children, and Rachel was also zochah to children. She took one of the hays from Bilhah's name. So what is it about the letter hey that propels such a bracha? Obviously, there's a much higher order, which is more sophisticated than we could ever imagine, that dictates how children are created. But how can we understand, to the best of our ability, the unique characteristic of the letter hey that somehow gives a person, the Koach HaHolada, Avram, and Sarah, and Bilhah, and Rachel? There's a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Tainis that teaches us that there are three areas of life to which only a Kadosh Baruch Hu holds the key. The key to rain, the key to Tchisa Meisim, and the key to childbirth. Only Hashem can unlock those doors. Only Hashem can create those openings. You need a Pesach to allow the rain to come down. You need a Pesach to allow the dead to rise from below. And you need a Pesach to allow a child to be born. You see, if you look at the shape of the letter He, there's a Pesach on the top left. There's a little opening on the side of the He. The Medrash teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world using the letter He, as captured in the word Vihi Baram. Vihi Baram appears in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and there is an enlarged hay. That enlarged hay is to a hint that the world was created utilizing that hay. Vihi Baram, using the letter hay, was the world created. And why was the letter hay used? Because Chazal teach us that even if a Russia falls deep down, the hay has no net. There's no floor. A person could fall really deep down. Yet he has the ability to climb back up through the Pesach on the side of the letter. There's a beautiful remez to this point. In Parshas Noach, when describing the Teva, the Pasuk says, "U'Pesach ha-Teva v'tzida tasim." Literally, the pasuk means that there was an entrance on the side of the teva. But the Zohar explains that there's a Pesach on the side of a word. Teva does not only mean ark, but also means word. So which word has the Pesach on the side? The word hey. But isn't hey a letter? Hey isn't a word. The letter hey is also a word. It's the shortest word in the entire Torah. It's the only word that's made up of just one letter. In Parshas Hazinu, we find that the Pasuk says, Ha La Hashem, Ha stands alone as a word. There's a space between Ha, the letter Hey Ha, and La Hashem. What the Zohar is telling us is that the word Hey has a Pesach in the side. It creates a Pesach to allow for bracha, to allow for tshuva, to allow for children, to allow for rain, and to allow for tchiyas hameisim. The Ramami Pano in his Sefer Kantiyona points to the end of this week's parsha, to a reference of the letter Hey and its virility, its potency, its fruitfulness. Yosef explains to the people, Hey Lachem Zera, here is your food. Says the Ramami Pano, what he was really saying was that Hey, Hey Lachem Zera, Hey, the letter Hey is a source of procreation, reproduction, continuity of life, parnasa. The Oth Hey was brought down to Mitzrayim by Yaakov Avinu. This is why Yosef earned the letter Hey as appears in Tehillim, Eidus B'Yehosef. The Gemara in Sot explains that Yosef HaTzadik earned the letter Hey because he was Kadeshim Shemayim. Because he didn't get involved with Eishes Potiphar. And as a reward, he was gifted the letter Hey. It was his Shmiras HaBris that earned him the letter Hey. His new name, Yehosef, later allowed him to father two children, and ultimately to hold the key to all Parnassah throughout all of Mitzrayim and throughout all of the world. Heilachem Zera, Yehosef, Ridei Alai. As a lesson to each one of us, we must realize that there is always a way out. There is always a Pesach B'tzad Teva. There is always an entrance on the side of the Word, in the side of the world. Whether it be in Parnassah, Tshuva, or children, we should all be zocha to all the bracha in the world, all the shefa in the world, with the coming of Mashiach, b'mehirah b'yameinu, amen v'amen.